afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight maniacs. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to sit back on the ranch with Making Eight. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has ridden his last seven bulls, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bulls down.
Hello, is this thing on? Well, good evening, rodeo fans and Making Eight maniacs. That's right, we are back. Back on the ranch right here with our brand new website, MakingEightRodeo.com. And, well, guess what? That's right. We just won't go away. It doesn't matter what you do. You can't keep a good dog down, and I'm telling you, we are here. But we've got a really special show here set up for you tonight, and I've got to say thanks to all the fans that are tuned in right now. It's about to get a little rank. It's about to get a little wild. We're going to sit back, have some fun, and enjoy the next hour. But joining me tonight is actually the guy that's going to be running our switchboard. He's going to be the man behind the plan. He's the one running the keyboards. He's screening calls, taking callers, which we're going to do here in just a few minutes. Mike, are you with us?
I am, Scott. How are you doing this evening?
Man, I'm fired up. Couldn't you tell by the intro?
I can tell you are extremely fired.
That's right. Man, you know what? We are happy to be here, bro. We are just pumped up and excited about what MakingEightRodeo.com is about to launch. And I'm telling you, we've got friends jumping over here in the chat room. It's all good. But we also have another guest, my partner in crime, my new partner in crime with MakingEightRodeo.com. This is a whole new beginning, Mike, you know? This is where it all starts, right here tonight. And, you know, we've got you running the switchboard. We're also going to bring on my partner in crime. Am I right? Is he with us?
He is with us.
I am
Frank.
Here, Scott.
Frank. Frank the Tank Skidmore. What's going on, partner?
Oh, not a lot. Just running around Oklahoma City and very, very, very excited about what's going to start happening tonight.
I'm telling you, man. You know, Frank, I got to tell you, man, we are glad to have you here as my partner in crime. And, you know, we're going to talk about the structure and how things are going to unfold here in just a few minutes. But, man, I'm glad to have you actually on the radio with me, too. Now, earlier last year, I guess it was last fall, right around Labor Day, wasn't it? I believe we were doing some live remotes that were broadcasted both on the local radio stations here in Ada, Oklahoma, as well as on the line. But you didn't have an opportunity to sit in there with me, right?
I didn't. I was running the boards back at the radio station, making you sound good, which is a difficult job.
Well, you know what, man? It's all about passion, and you know when you put it around rodeo, man, that's where I'm at. But you know, tonight we've actually got Mike sitting behind the switchboard, and he's going to be joining us. He'll be back and forth a little bit. Mike, are you ready to do this deal, man? This next hour is going to be exciting.
Hey, it is going to be exciting, Scott. I know we got a lot of things to talk about tonight. And, Frank, I'm really excited to have you on board because it's to bring another fresh set of ears and fresh set of ideas to what we have going on is exciting altogether. So I'm ready to get this thing started, man.
I appreciate it a lot, Mike.
Well, Frank, guys, what do you say we take a quick short break, we get things fired up, I'm telling you, I've got to take a breath, man. I haven't even had a chance to breathe in the first 5 minutes of this show. I'm so excited. We got fans in the chat room. But before we do, we got to let you know, this show tonight, this special Making Eight Back on the Ranch show that we're doing here for you, is for you, the fans. We want you guys to call in. Am I right, Frank?
That's right. We want to hear from as many as possible tonight.
No doubt. And, you know, we want your ideas. We want your thoughts. We want your comments about where you think we should go, what direction you think we should take. This is for you. This is all for you. The Making Eight Maniacs are here in the house, and this show is dedicated just for you. So make sure to get out here. Get on the phone lines, 646-915-9940. And if you're tuned in online, if you're listening in, we've also got our chat room. And I believe Mike is over in the other chat room on the Blog Talk Radio pitching the links to our new 24-hour, 7-day-a-week chat room that we're going to talk about here in just a few minutes. Am I right, Mike?
You are correct. You are correct. We're here, and we have both chat rooms going only because of the way we can let the new fans know where our new chat room is. So we'll be pitching the links there all throughout the whole show. So if you guys are over in the old chat room, please make sure you click on the link and go to the new chat rooms where everybody's going to be hanging out throughout the show.
That's right. Throughout the show and then beyond, as this thing is going to be open 24/7 for the fans, and we're going to talk about it when we come back. So, Mike, what do you say we flip on down and take a short break? But before we do, we want to thank our friends over at Humps and Horns News. Now, if you guys are not subscribing to Humps and Horns News, get over to humpsandhorns.com and go check them out. They have the information, and they do the printouts monthly. You're not going to regret getting over to humpsandhornsnews.com. So go check them out. What do you say, Mike? We kick this up. This is a song that I felt was appropriate for tonight's show. You know, we've been down and out for a little bit, but just when you say we can't do it, just when you say it's not good enough, and Making Eight won't be here, say I won't. So kick it away there, Mike. We'll be back.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero. A life of infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bumped off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still I got back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in my ride like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on the wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bumped off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still I got back up, bared down, and did it. Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. Take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
That's back on the ranch right here with the Making8Rodeo.com as we are kicking things off. And, man, you know, we've had a long Monday, and of course, this is just the beginning of the week, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. What do you think, Mike? You back with us?
Yes, sir, I am. It's a start of what you started, Scott. We're just going to relaunch and go to bigger and newer things, and, man, I'm excited to get this thing started.
Yeah, no doubt, you know, and of course now we've got my partner in crime here, Mr. Frank the Tank Skidmore, and Frank, you know, you've been on the show for all of 10 minutes and you've already got a nickname. What do you think, partner?
Well, you know, I'm not going to dog the nickname because I am Frank the Tank.
Well, you know, it's definitely not Frank the Pretty Boy. So
I invite everybody listening to check out my Facebook. And y'all can be the judge.
Wow, so we're already making a competition here. Man, I'm telling you what. But, you know, really, it's not a competition. And that's one thing that I really want to reiterate. You know, rodeo, although it is, you know, these guys are competing for high dollars, they're not competing against other people. And that's what we're not doing the same thing out here. I won't accept it. You know, we're not out here to compete with anybody. We're here to lay the groundwork and to reach out to you fans. And that's what tonight's show is all about. We want to reach out to you. We want you guys to call in. And being that this is the start of a whole new beginning for us, we've launched Making8Rodeo.com, which is the new website for us. Previously Making8, now Making8Rodeo.com. We want you guys to come over. Make sure you bookmark it. Make sure you make those changes. If you go to the old one, it's just going to send you GoDaddy. And I've got to thank GoDaddy for their support in getting through this and getting back online. And it was just a matter of unfortunate circumstances that caused us to lose Making8.com. We've only lost it temporarily, but you know what? We're not wasting any time. Now's the time when it, you know, it's just prime. We're ready to come back. And Frank, I know you've been itching and ready to get fired up and be around these rodeos. But, you know, you and I had a chance to be around them, and that's kind of what we're going to start off with here with Making8Rodeo.com. We're going to talk a little bit about the structure, and of course, you know, yeah, it goes without saying, you know, I myself was the founder of Making8.com, but, it, you know, it's a partnership deal. I mean, this is a 50-50 deal split between myself and now Frank, but it brings in the fans, Mike. You know, we've got many, many others that are involved right here on the Making8Rodeo Network. And that's what it is. It's a true network for you fans, for the associations, for everybody involved. So that's what it's all about, right, Frank?
And it's all about the fans, Scott. You know, that's what we're here for. That is our mission, is to promote rodeo so the fans, maybe they can't make it out, but they can get on Making8Rodeo.com and hear the results from the rodeo that they couldn't make it to, or chat with other fans. And, you know, we look forward to getting to talk to some of the riders and some of the other people associated with it. We want to bring rodeo to the fans.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right. You know, a lot of fans may only have started off in bull riding. They may only know bull riding. They may only know PBR, one that's broadcasted week in and week out, you know, on television. But there's so much more. And, you know, if it wasn't for these other associations, the PBR couldn't be where they are, you know? So we feel it's our job to kind of link that to the fans that, you know, so there's a rodeo that's going on in Podunk, Nebraska this weekend. But, you know, the guy that wins that event could be at the next PBR event. So if we talk about it, when he gets there, we already know about it. We're already a fan. And that's what it's going to take to support the sport of rodeo and bull riding. Am I right, Frank?
That's absolutely right. We want to give these riders who are outstanding athletes the credit they deserve, because it's a tough sport, and you know from experience, Scott, you know, it's a tough sport, and we want to help promote these riders and help the fans interact with the riders, whether it be, you know, the saddle bronc, the bull riding, the barrel racers, any of them. We want to help promote them.
That's it. Well, you know, Frank, let's talk a little bit about yourself and how you got to be involved. You know, you've been around rodeo for a time. You've been a huge fan, but you've also got a lot of technical knowledge when it comes down to radios, to video broadcasting, that type of thing. When we were at IFR 42 back in January, you actually came over and helped us run the whole streaming side of things. You were kind of the technical guy, you know, allowed me the opportunity to focus on what I had to do in the broadcasting part and let you the opportunity to actually do that. And, you know, it just clicked, didn't it?
It really did. You know, I really enjoyed working with you and Brett the two nights that he was there, and Kurt, you know, it was just an eye-opening experience for me. It was the first time I'd ever done anything like that for a rodeo. You know, I'm used to the radio, actual traditional radio broadcast side over the airwaves. And so stepping out into the internet side of it, to the streamcasting and everything, well, it was a big step, and I just fell in love with it. You know, I really enjoyed working with you, and I really thank you for the opportunity for letting me be a part of that.
Well, you know, like I said, you got to build, and, you know, I've been out there racking my brain trying to find the right person to get out there, and, you know, lo and behold, it was just a weekend of fun and hanging out for a rodeo for you. It turned out to be a really good opportunity for all of us, and that's what it's about. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, I believe that the good Lord, you know, puts people in the right places for a reason. And I think that this may be the reason why, and just fired up, man. We're glad to have you here. And, you know, I mean, there's really no title other than you and I are partners in this deal. But, you know, of course, we have to kind of put things down. So we appointed you as the chief operations officer, kind of heading up all the technical side of things, you know, coordinating with the you know, live event streams that we're doing and handling the production side of those things and really doing a lot and playing a major role in that, because that takes so much pressure off me and allows us to both do our jobs at 100% and back for the fans to be able to watch at home.
That's right. I've never been more excited about anything in my entire life. You know, just getting this network up and running and getting out to the events so we can streamcast it to the fans. I'm like you said, I'm ready to go.
That's right. Well, you know, and then, of course, we've got Mike Anderson, and I know Mike is right here, of course, running our switchboard, but Mike has done way more than what most of the fans have actually known about, and I want to kind of take a minute to talk a little bit about that. Mike has been we're titling him now, here on the new MakingARodeo.com and the Making Eight Rodeo Network, as our radio show coordinator, because Mike Anderson has been playing behind the scenes for a long time. Mike approached me back last year. We talked about Short Go Radio. We both wanted to link up together and work together. And Mike he's got a lot of insight into the sport. He's been around rodeo almost his whole life. And Mike, you have been the one that has played in lining up guests for us to be on our radio shows. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, I've been around rodeo my whole entire life. My dad worked for a major rodeo company for over 25 years, and during that time growing up, I was raised at a rodeo, so I know a lot of these guys, and I have a connection with them, and you know, it has grown over the years. I rode bulls for about 15 years until I was too fat to get on anymore, and you know, it just kind of, it's a family knit, you know, that in these bull riders, and not only the bull riders, the whole rodeo family, and I love it, and it draws me in. But yeah, to be a part of the MakingEightRodeo.com, the Making Eight Network, Making Eight Maniacs is exciting for me, because it gives me a whole new place to sit and talk with other people about rodeo and you know, all the exciting things going on.
Yeah, you know, and that's just it, especially where we are right now. You know, the economy has been tough on us. Everybody's trying to pull together and make some big things happen. So, you know, and just like any other business, any other thing that you do, change is inevitable. It's going to happen. And we're able to have that firsthand knowledge to be able to bring it to the rest of the world, you know, right here on Short Go Radio, on the Making Eight radio shows, you know, on the webcast, just we're able to bring it out there through the Making Eight Rodeo Network, which is what we are here to do, and really excited about it. You know, it's just a blessing to be able to be in the position that both you and I are in. And you know, the funny thing is neither one of us are doing this for free or doing this for any kind of paycheck. You know, we're not getting paid a dime to come out here and do what we do. We do it because we love it. Am I right?
That's exactly right. We're not in it for the money. If we were in it for the money, Scott, we'd be out of these rodeo shows a long time ago. And we're in it because we love it. We love interacting with the fans. And as you'll see, Frank, it's these fans right here and in this chat room and the fans who will be listening in the archive, these fans are true, hardcore rodeo bull riding fans, and they have stuck with us through all the thick and thins of the Making8Rodeo.com and Making8Network, and that's really a testament of how a family this rodeo family is.
That's right. You know, Mike, you couldn't have said it any better. Now, I will tell you, Frankie is actually, he's not on a computer. He cannot see what's happening in the chat room, so we can go ahead and talk about Frank with all the other guests without him actually knowing, and I know that it might drive him just a little bit crazy.
Well, I've got a question. Are the chat rooms archived?
No. Nope.
Oh,
so you can't even.
Okay.
That's right. So you can't even go back. So fans that are tuned in right now and in our chat room, please feel free to go ahead and speak your mind about Frank. Go ahead and let us know what you think. Now, we actually do have a legitimate question that came in asking if you were a bronc rider, Frank. You want to answer that one?
I am not a rider. I'm just a rodeo fan. You know, I am not a rider at all.
But, you know, really, in all actuality, Frank, you've been around rodeo for a long time, coming out of the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena, which is where you and I first met. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I've been around it for quite a few years. But as far as I haven't mustered up the courage yet. That's why I have so much respect for these athletes to get out there and do it day in and day out, because I have not I'm a coward. I have not mustered up the courage yet to do it. Not saying that I won't, but yet I have not.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, Frank, Mike, we've got another person that has kind of stepped in and said, you know what, I want to be a part of this. Now, we've got a lot of fans, and we could not do this without the fans. They are all a part of this Making Eight Rodeo Network that we have right here. But we've got some more fans that have volunteered their services as well. Nobody's getting paid, you know. This is all a service where we have come together as fans to put together. Now, at some point, sure, we'd like to draw a little paycheck for it to help compensate us for the time that we're putting into it. But until that day happens, we're just going to keep rolling with what we have. Now, a lot of fans out there have been in contact in one way or another with this young lady that I'm going to introduce. She spent some time with us. She actually came up to our house right after Thanksgiving and spent some time with us, and just a true blessing. She's actually known as the Honey Badger, and her name is Sherry Kinley, and she is actually working with us in our sales and marketing. Now, we're offering up, you know, fans to work off a commission based on any kind of sponsorship that we may land. So there's an opportunity for all the fans to actually be directly involved with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, is to actually work off a commission for our sponsorships, for our radio programs, our webcasts that we're doing, you know, advertisements on our website. The opportunities are there, and we want to offer that to all of our fans, but Sherry is actually going to be one that's really actively pursuing it, and we're going to have her just kind of keeping up with some of the paperwork and handling some of those things. We put together some great packages, and she's very talented at it. So I'm very glad to actually have her on board with us as well. And I'm hoping that maybe we can get her on the phone lines and actually talk with her for a few minutes, but I'm not real sure. So with that being said, Frank, I mean, what do you think? I honestly believe that we actually have a full team for this network. And you know, that's one thing I've learned over the last 3 years is this cannot be done by one person, you know?
No, it really can't. But yeah, like going back to what you said about getting the fans involved with the sales and marketing side of it, absolutely. If you're in an area where you know someone that would like to help sponsor, help keep us on the air or something like that, talk to them. And, you know, it'd be a chance for you to be a part of the Making 8 Rodeo Network and, you know, make a little bit of commission.
That's right. You know, I mean, we're not going to be able to say, you know, that, yeah, it's going to make you lots of money because, as you and I both know, we haven't made, you know, a whole lot of money. And I've been doing this for 3 years with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and there's been some hard times, you know. There's still a lot of things. I mean, we owe people a lot of things. I mean, we've got a belt buckle that's coming to one of our fans. You know, it should have been out there in December, and unfortunately it's not been. And you know, it's one of those things that is coming, you know. So Miss Donna was the winner of our fantasy football or fantasy bull riding league that we had. They're on PBRnow.com. And, you know, you know what? Frankie, you know what that means, right? We actually have a caller on the line. So what do you say, Mike? Are we ready to bring him on?
We are ready to bring him on. Ms. Emily, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, wow.
Ms. Emily.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Scott.
Hey, this has got to be one of our most dedicated fans that I know. This is a diehard rodeo fan, and she is a diehard Making 8 maniac. This girl has, you know, I think at our lowest point, this girl has kind of helped bring us out of that cold pit that we were dug down in, you know. Emily, thank you for joining us tonight on the show. And I know you had some questions and you were going to talk with us a bit, right?
Yeah.
So what you got?
I was wondering, I remember from the other website that there was a page for Twitter, Twitter and Facebook links for all the riders and all the associations and stuff.
Right.
I wonder if that was going to be on there again.
You know, I will say that I hope so. I will be happy to bring it back. There's a lot of work involved in it and being able to focus that. But we've got a lot more riders on Twitter, and I think that it would be a good thing to be able to have a page like that. I want to hear from the fans. If the fans have actually utilized it and find it to be something that was entertaining and useful for them, a valuable resource, then yes, we absolutely will come back and put it back on the making8rodeo.com. Be happy to.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. And another thing, I did it a few times last year, and is there a way that people could, us fans or anything, could do, you know, a sponsor or like donate? Okay, I know Scott, I've done that before.
Oh, absolutely, Emily. And you know, I will tell you that not just you, but the other fans that have also contributed and helped donate to the Making8Rodeo.com and the Making8Rodeo Network, if it wasn't for you guys, we would have had to shut things down long beforehand. You guys helped keep this together and keep us afloat, and we truly cannot thank you enough. We want to offer up better incentives for you guys. We want to make that money be invested back into you guys. What I can tell you right now is we're happy to take donations, and we will post those links back up on making8rodeo.com. However, my recommendation to you is to go purchase the Making 8 gear. Go to the store. Invest that money back in those shops. Spend it on yourself. Buy gifts for your friends. Buy gifts for your family. I don't know. Frankie probably doesn't have any friends, but he's got a few family members. But, you know, that's the key thing is to buy it, you know, and invest in that. And if we get enough fans doing that, then your donation has been spent wisely, and you get something in return.
Yeah, I have a lot of the shirts and some of my friends out here have bought some stuff.
Oh, absolutely! I know you're actually one of our biggest buyers, so and we appreciate it. We really do. Absolutely love it, and know that we couldn't, you know, like I said, we could not do this if it wasn't for people like you, Emily, who believe in what we're doing. And, you know, the cool thing is and the crazy thing is the fact you and I had never actually met firsthand. You know, we've spoken on the phone and, of course, Facebook and Making Eight Rodeo Network, and, you know, we've been in communication for a long time. But you're actually going to make a trip down here to Oklahoma to come hang out with us. Is that right?
Yes, I am. Yep, well, I'm starting to drive down April 16th, and I plan on being down there until the 25th.
That's right. And, you know, I will tell you that by then our radio shows will be back in full swing. So we'll be doing a lot of radio shows back then, and we will have – we'll have the complete lineup, and we'll actually have you with us, which is going to be very cool. Now,
yeah.
I will tell you that I have been working with a few other maniacs behind the scenes, and the details are still being worked out. But what I can tell you is, you're going to get a chance to hang out. We're gonna do a maniac meetup while you are here, just for you.
Oh.
So I thought that would be very fitting to go ahead and let you know that we appreciate what you have done for us, and we want to give back to you guys. And this is what Making Eight Rodeo Network is truly all about. You know, fans being able to interact, and you have had some longtime friends that have all been through Twitter and here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network that we've had a chance to meet. So I'm going to come out here and tell you that it is still in the works, but we are planning a Making Eight Maniac meetup while you're here just for you. And we're going to bring a bunch more maniacs together, and we are going to have one heck of a party.
That's going to be awesome.
Now,
I told like Gabby and Lisa and them that I was going to come down. So they have a heads up that I'm coming down, so.
That's right. And it is an open invitation for all of the fans that are meeting up. Now, we're going to let everybody know what the details are as they come up, where we're going to meet. I'm actually thinking, and it was brought to me as well, the idea kind of popped up. We're kind of looking at the possibility of a meetup in Fort Worth, Texas, for the Fort Worth Stockyard and Rodeo, which we are looking forward to being down. I myself have never been to the Stockyards Rodeo. I've been down to Fort Worth and drove down and hung out down there, but I'm thinking that we all drive down. We're going to get a hotel. We're going to have a big meetup down there, go to the rodeo, and we're going to have ourselves a blast. What do you think?
That'd be sweet.
So all the fans that are tuned in right now listening to our live broadcast or our archives, get it on your calendars. If you guys are looking for something to do in April, sometime between the 16th and the 25th, depending on the weekend, I'm thinking that we're going to head on down to Fort Worth for a Making Eight Maniac meetup, and we would love to have you guys as well. So there it is, Emily. I kind of sprung that on you, but I know it gives you something to look forward to being down here as well.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
So, we're gonna have a lot of fun. Well, Emily, I got to tell you, thank you for your suggestions and for your comments. I've got to actually pen, and I've actually made a note about the Twitter link. And the, you know, we definitely want to look into that. I really think that we absolutely, if you fans want it, then we want to give it to you. And I will go back to work. I can't promise that it's going to be up overnight.
yeah.
I've already spent several sleepless nights here just in the last couple of days. So we'll work on it. But I will tell you, if you fans want it, we're going to do what we can to make it happen for you guys. So. And that goes for all the other Making Eight Maniacs that are out here tuned in right now on our Back on the Ranch show. feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We want to hear your suggestions. I'm down here with a pen and paper. I don't know. Frankie, what are you doing over there? Are you falling asleep on us?
No, I'm sitting in the car watching a local news channel do interviews.
Okay. Well,
they're walking down the street getting interviews.
There you go. Well, don't go get yourself on camera because I'm telling you, you're liable to break it. But anyways, back to the accident. Emily, thank you very much for your call, and I know that you actually said that you had some you had something else that you were going to throw out here tonight, right?
Yes, I have some cowboy logic that I think would suit tonight's show really good.
Okay.
And I want to dedicate it to you, Scott.
Oh, that's sweet.
Okay. The moment you think about giving up, think of the reasons why you held on so long.
Wow.
That's cool. That's it right there.
Yeah, it gave me chills. I'm telling you, Emily. Well, thank you once again. You are absolutely a sweetheart, and it's because of fans like you and all the other Making A Maniacs that have been out there that have given me encouragement, given me that drive to continue doing what we're doing. It just kind of gave me that spark. I said, you know, we got to do this, you know. And I actually went back, and we're going to talk a little about it here. We've got about 25 minutes left in the show. So, Emily, we're going to let you go. We want to see if we can get some more callers on board here with us. But thank you again, and thanks for being such a big part of MakingAItRodeo.com.
Hey, no problem. I love it.
All right. We'll see you in April.
Okay.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Oh, so am I.
All right. Well, listen, Mike, you know, Frank, really this is what it's all about, you know, is doing things for the fans and making them part of it. Now, I had the opportunity. One of the things that we did launch, and I actually launched it yesterday, was our guest book. And we want to encourage any of the fans that have not been over there, if you go up on the bars for the web pages and you scroll over Making A the Maniac fan page, you'll see a drop-down bar that says guest book. And if they click on that, the fans have an opportunity to leave a remark, maybe share a story about how Making A Rodeo has helped them in one way or another by giving them a video broadcast that they couldn't make it to of a rodeo or just the radio shows in general, anything like that. You know, we want to see those. Those are our references. Those are what are going to help us get our sponsors to continue doing it and continue making things bigger and better for you. So, you know, it's just one of those things that is huge that we feel is a vital role. And I went back, Frank, and actually looked at some of the ones. Now, we haven't had that up in a year, but I went back to some of the previous ones from when we first got started here on the Making A Rodeo Network and designed this. And as we developed and seen some of the responses from the fans, and I was overwhelmed, you know, to know that we've done that kind of work for other people. And we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to grow. We're going to make it bigger and better. We're going to do more and more things for the fans. Am I right, Frank?
Absolutely, and I am so ready to check out the guest book. I have not had a chance since you put it up, since you published it online and everything, get up and look at it. But I'm looking forward to it, and you know, it's a great way for us to hear from our fans that we wouldn't hear from, that necessarily wouldn't email us and give us suggestions. You can leave suggestions right there in the guest book.
Yeah, and that really is. That's it. You know, we've got our emails out there. You can go to our Contact Us page. You'll find our email addresses. We want to hear from you anyway. I'm telling you, send a pigeon our way. You know, if we can get that message, you can bet that, you know, we'll do it. And, you know, we're going to work hard for the fans.
Like we got,
you know,
another
great
caller.
I think so, man. Mike, what do you say we bring
them on? Got another caller. Somebody that's been another long listener of the show, Miss Paige Gregory.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Miss Paige.
Hey, Scott. Okay, I have a suggestion for y'all. What about having, like, a certain day of the week where you just interview, like, bronc riders? Nobody has done this yet. Nobody has.
Okay. So run that by me one more time.
All right. Like, a certain day of the week, for example, let's say, you know, Tuesday night where you just, like, interview, like, bunk riders. Nobody has done that yet.
Okay.
Like, it could be either saddle bonk, bareback, or, you know, a stock contractor for bucking horses or anything. Nobody has done that yet, and I think that would be pretty cool because there are a lot of fans that are, you know, want to know more about it and everything.
Absolutely. And, Paige, you know, I'm actually going to stop you right there. I know Paige, and I'm going to kind of brag on you for a minute, but, Paige, you have kind of stepped into a really cool thing. And gotten a really overwhelming response from not only the athletes in the sport of rodeo and bull riding,
yes,
but also the fans. They really jumped on board, and that's Rodeo Chat on Twitter.
Yes.
Frank has not had the opportunity to jump over there yet. He doesn't have a Twitter account. He's running way behind the times.
Well, Frank, you need to make a Twitter account.
I don't understand it. I created an account. I've got one. I just don't understand it. He's going to have to come over here one night. Yeah, he's going to have to come over here one night, and we'll do it together. But, you know, honestly, Paige, it really is a lot of fun to be able to sit there on Thursday nights. Now, here's the other cool thing, and this is something I'm going to throw back at you. Now, you as a fan, but also somebody who's trying to be involved with the sport herself, why not?
Yeah, I'm actually – what's that?
Well, here's my thing. If you're working with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, with your Rodeo Chat, you know, we can actually take that page and create a full Rodeo Chat page that's on Making 8.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So fans can actually watch the hashtag that's going on with right there on the, you know, whether it be the Maniac fan page or, you know, that way they can pull up their chat room and chat. And and watch what's going on with Rodeo Chat, see the questions and the interviews that you're doing. I know last Thursday you had Justin Kuhn, which was a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of fun listening to him and
seeing
some
of
his things.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. He's a great guy to work with.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you know, Paige, I encourage you to continue doing that. It was absolutely, absolutely a lot of fun. And we definitely want to bring that on to making8rodeo.com. So, look for that here in the near future. Yeah, definitely look for that here in the near future. Thank you for your suggestions on that. I think that maybe Mike, what do you think? Do you think we can line up maybe a couple bronc riders and saddle bronc, maybe try to focus in on it? You know, he's our radio coordinator, so we're going to put him on the spot.
I'll tell you what, I have something lined up just for Miss Paige. And let's take that out of the bag just a little bit, because I have talked to him, but I know it's not going to be this weekend, but maybe in the next 2 weeks we have talked to Casey Field, and
oh my goodness,
he's great to be on the show, and it's just a matter of fact of making the timing right. So make sure you're tuning in for that, Paige.
Awesome.
Right.
That would be awesome.
So,
we're going to dedicate
that show to Paige. But, you know, we really do. We want to talk to more stock contractors, and we want to hear from you guys on what you want to hear, who you want to hear from. So, great suggestion. Thank you very much, Paige, for your call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we certainly appreciate it. And, like I said, we're going to do lots of work together. We love your Nashville reports, and we still got to get those on track. Once we get our full-time shows back, we'll sit down and work out a schedule, because you're the girl in Nashville. We love to hear from every Friday. You know, it's so much fun to hear from you and find out what's going on in Nashville. You know, so much stuff. So, yeah, let's rock and roll with you, girl.
Heck yeah, rock and roll. All righty, Scott. Well, you have fun, and thanks for talking to me.
You bet, Paige. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Mike, we got you online, man. You know what the task is, the radio coordinator. And that's why I'm glad that you're here with us, man, because we can all sit together as a group and talk about this.
Yeah, Mike's going to have his plate full.
Yep.
Hey, I'm up for the task, though, because I enjoy this so much. And you know, and it's like we're talking with Casey Field. I've never talked to the guy before, but some friends of mine put us together, and next thing you know, he's all excited. He loves being on the radio, and he loves spending time with his fans. So it really does him good. It does us good, and I'm excited for the task at hand to bring on new people to the show, because the more exposure we get, the more we grow, and the better we grow, the more fun the fans have.
Oh, that's right. And that's what it's about, you know, is, you know, so you can't catch the live stream, you know, go back and listen to them, because they are going to be entertaining, and you don't want to miss anything that's happening right here on making8rodeo.com. That's for sure, because we're making changes, but we're also giving you so much information that's happening out there, a lot of things.
Something I wanted to say, Scott, is some of the shows that we've had in the past year are some awesome, awesome shows. If some of the fans haven't got a chance to hear them, go back and check out the archives, because we've had some huge guests on our shows. Donnie Gay, Terry Don West, Tuff Edelman. We've had so many huge guests on our shows. So if you haven't caught our shows live, go back to the archives and listen. I know there's a lot of shows out there you'll really enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's just it, man. There are. And we're going to continue to do that because, you know, although that was a year ago, we may have talked to them, we got to find out what they've done in the last year and what's going on today, you know. So we are going to continue to keep getting those guys on, but we can't bug them every week either, you know. So we've got a really good format. And, Mike, you do such a fantastic job with getting these guests. And I could tell the fans, we could share some stories about how I'm driving down the road, about ready to run off the road as soon as I get a text message from Mike Anderson that says, hey, what do you think about having this guy on your show tomorrow, you know? And like, my jaw will drop. I mean, you know, one of the prime examples was when you were able to help put us in contact with guys like J.B. Mooney, you know? J.B. is a superstar. He's leading the PBR standings this year. You know, he's one of the guys that everybody wants to hear from, you know? And it's like, man, you just got us one of the hottest names going, you know? And you did that by, you know, because you wanted to support us, and that's just huge.
You know, JB is a guy that he is a true cowboy that really, really loves and respects his fans. And as soon as him and Shane, as soon as they find out that they can be on their radio and talk with their fans and talk about things on the road, they are all for it. And, you know, it just so happened that I spent a lot of time with Reese Cates right here in my hometown. He's living here in my hometown. Him and I have become really good friends. So it's worked out well that he has helped us out, get us a lot of contacts that we needed. And then it's just like this, Scott. Once somebody hears and sees a good thing, they want to be a part of it. So that's why it keeps them guys drawing back.
Absolutely. You know, and I mean, we've had legendary guys. Rob Smets, of course, is a regular here on making8rodeo.com. And, you know, if it wasn't for him, I'll be honest with you, I don't think we would be where we're at today. Rob sort of laid that groundstone and opened up the door for us to step through in the rodeo community. And I thank Rob. Rob and I have become, you know, close friends because of that. And just over the last few years, he has been a huge factor in what happens here. And, you know, but I mean, having guys like 8-time world champion Donnie Gay, and just like you said, you know, Tuff Hedeman and so many of these other guys, Clint Bronger, you know, I mean, shoot, I would not have known last night listening to your show, Mike, talking with Dave Samsel and having him mention Clint Bronger. Well, then, you know, it's like, hey, I know about Clint. You know, we just had him on our show a couple months ago. And that's what the fans are able to hear, too. And it makes them all the more wiser, and that's what it's about, sitting back, having a good time, getting to know some of these people and getting that behind-the-scenes stuff that they may not be able to pick up at a rodeo or a bull ride.
You're exactly right, Scott. And something else that's really catches my attention is of how these guys who want to be a part of this, and that's what's great out of it, is they come here and they come back, and they're not just coming back and they're listening to our shows just as well as they're coming on and talking to our shows. And, you know, that's right.
Well, one thing we can look forward to is not only having a bunch of the guests that we've had the opportunity to talk with over the course of the last year, but also having a bunch of new guests. And, you know, Casey Fields would be a great one to have on. I look forward to the show myself. And, you know, it's all part of the network, you know. And, you know, Mike, the thing of it is, you know, some people that may not have been around rodeo long enough may not understand that, you know, they may look out for themselves because that's what they do. and they may try to do everything by themselves. But one thing I know and I've learned around the rodeo community is sharing the abilities that we have with others is what's going to make you great. And that's what's making us great, because you and I have both been able to do that. And you could have very well easily had them on your show and taken all of those guests and utilized your skills as a radio commentator and you know, kind of gone your own way. But instead, you threw them my way and said, listen, you know, you need to interview these guys. And you and I went round and round about that. You said, you're the guy that needs to be talking to him, you know, on the radio. And that's just, man, I'm so tickled and so thrilled to have you. Shoot, man, I even said tickled. But I'm so happy to have you here part of MakingEightRodeo.com, man. That's what it's about. It's not about working against each other. Two heads are better than one. And in my book, we've built an army.
That we do have. Well, let's not forget to mention something too so put on. Radio.
Mike, I'm not quite sure if it was you or me, but one of us dropped a call there, or it's kind of breaking up. And
I'm getting a lot of interference.
Are you? Okay. Well, that may have just been Mike. Maybe he's got to go get his golf club and hold it up a little bit longer. But, you know, Frank, we've only got about 10 minutes left in the show, man, but we've got some cool new features that are happening on MakingEightRodeo.com, some things that weren't on our previous dates, like we had talked about. You know, we've got our guest book, and we want to encourage all of our fans that if you've in one way or another been affected, please go over, sign our guest book, share the story. We want to hear from you. We've also got the Maniacs fan page set up, and we've got pictures posted on there. We're going to add a lot more things, and that is where you can connect to our chat room that's now open 24 hours, 7 days a week. And, you know, we do want to hear what is happening with that. And I understand we're kind of getting some technical difficulties here, and I apologize for the loud popping noises that are happening. Kind of getting some feedback here in our chat room, but you know, I guess that's the technology, the world of technology that we live in. But we do want to get everything across. I mean, please go over to MakingEightRodeo.com and spend a little bit of time there. Our radio network side of things, our video broadcasting side of things are still a work in progress. Some of the old stuff is transferred over, and, you know, it
– send us your pictures, too. We want to post as many of your rodeo pictures from you out in advance, or, you know, you with the athletes, or, the you know, just whatever you do, take pictures and send them to us. We'll post them on the Maniacs page and you know, have kind of a family album, because we're all a family. And, you know, it'll give us a face to the voice that we talk to.
That's it. You bet. Well, I'm getting some feedback here in our chat room that it may actually be my phone that's cracking up, and I apologize for that. We'll have to go to work on that and see what we can do to fix it. But, yeah, absolutely. There's so many things. We want to invite you guys over. Come check out the web pages, MakingEightRodeo.com. We're constantly doing upgrades to it. We're going to have a lot more things that we're going to be doing to it every day. So make sure you tune in. Check us out. We've got on our homepage, I've been updating every day a little bit about what's going on, kind of what our goals are, links to other websites you may want to go check out to be a part of what's happening in the world of rodeo this week. We're kind of stepping out and doing some new things with that, and it's going to be really cool. But go to our Contact Us page. You can find our email addresses there, both Frank, mine, Sherry's. We got Mike's page up yet. I'm a little nervous because I think Mike is kind of scarier looking than all of us put together.
Well, with having Sherry on there, it helps us out a little bit.
It does. Okay. Absolutely.
Having Sherry on there, it helps us out a lot.
The Honey Badger, and I know she's in our chat room right now, so we're going to give her a hard time. But, yep, the Honey Badger is with us, and we're glad to have her here on board. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about, one of our updating things that you guys can look forward to this week is we're going to open up a music player that will pop out in a separate window so you guys can continue scanning MakingEightRodeo.com and listen to some good rodeo country music. A lot of it we play on our shows here And, you know, it's absolutely going to be a good time. So make sure that you guys take advantage of that as well. We want to hear from you guys. And we want some good, solid feedback. So if there's something on there that you're not, you don't care for, or you'd like to see change a little bit, let us know. We're all about it. We understand that change is something that has to happen in this industry in order to survive. Am I right there,
right,
Mr. Mike?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Scott. Hey, you're exactly right.
Good deal. Well, listen, guys, we are just about out of time here. We're starting to wind things down, but Frankie, I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to jump out here on the radio show with us, man. And I know, you know, your next couple months here are kind of going to be in limbo. We're not quite sure where you're going to be. And, you know, it may end up that you're actually over in Afghanistan working as a civilian contractor. Am I right?
Yeah. I'll be heading overseas in about the next month or so. But I'll still be in contact over the Internet. And, you know, I'll still be trying to call in every once in a while for these radio shows. And, you know, really trying to keep interaction with the fans.
Well, that's it. And, you know, the cool thing about it is, Frank, you know, you're going to be a testimony as to what we can do here on Making8Rodeo.com. Because of the fact that you're going to be going overseas, you're going to have an opportunity to communicate with some of the other guys over there and still stay up to date on what's happening back here in the good old USA with rodeos. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely, and I look forward to trying to get a group of guys together over there that, you know, will sit there and listen to the radio shows with me and you know, see the events and try and make a few more fans while I'm over there.
No doubt. Well, we're always looking for brand new Making 8 Maniacs. So, Frank, you know, we're going to let you go, man. Thank you once again for jumping on board here with us, and thanks for being a part of this as a partner, man. I'm glad to have you here with us, and, man, you're going to help out so much when we get this thing rolling the way we need to in the production side of things and being a part of our radio shows and whatnot. So we're really looking forward to it.
I look forward to it as well, and I'm ready to get back home and get started.
There you go, man. Well, listen, enjoy OKC here for the next day or two, and we'll catch you when you get back here.
I most certainly will. Y'all have a good one. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Mike.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm telling you what a show we've had. Time has flown by. I'm still ecstatic. I'm still floating on cloud nine. The response we've gotten from the fans, got to thank all of our fans for calling in. Remind you guys, please go over, sign our guest book on Making8Rodeo.com. You can find it, you know, right there at the Making 8, the Maniacs fan page. And, you know, we're always open to take some more suggestions. Go to contact us. You can find my email, Frank's, Sherry's. You know, we want to take your ideas, your suggestions. If you guys have tips for sponsors, send them to Sherry's email address, pick up the phone and call her, and we'll get the ball rolling. And you'll still get a commission off of this. You know, it's not about us taking the money for it. You know, it's about you guys getting what you deserve. And we want you guys to be a part of this just as much as we are. Mike, man, I'm telling you what, let's do this thing more often, man. Making 8 Rodeo is back in action. Back on the Ranch shows are going to be more and more frequent, so fans will just have to stay tuned. Each week we'll put out a new schedule for the week of our radio shows that we're doing. And I know Short Go Radio will be back in full swing coming this Sunday at 5:30, right?
Yes, sir, we will. We're excited about what's going on, and man, it sure does feel like the boys are back.
You know it. You know it. Well, listen, we're gonna let everybody out there know that like I said, this is a team effort. It all comes down to you guys. And, you know, we got our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week chat room. So you guys go over to the Maniacs fan page, click on the pop-out chat window. We want to hear from you guys. Stop by and say hi. We definitely want to hear from you. And we're going to be back. We're not going away. You can't keep a good dog down, right, Mike?
That's exactly right. You can't keep some good dogs down. We're going to be out there and every an event we can go to. Stay tuned and keep checking out the website every day for our new news and updates.
You betcha. All right, Mike. Well, I guess, you know, we got True Cowboy Radio is actually not going to be on the air, but we got UPBR Bull Ride Talk or Bull Talk that'll be on Thursday. So we can all look forward to that. We'll be in the chat room all week long. Come by and say hey to us, and thanks once again for tuning in and for supporting us as long as you fans have. You are true maniacs when it comes to rodeo and bull riding, and we could not do this without you. So thank you guys once again.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Listen for the call. Turn your radio on.